CRP participation has declined despite rising program cap. David Sparks, Ag Information Network, former FSA spokesperson Polly Hoyt told me,
any agricultural producer that has eligible land should review the benefits of this program. It removes from production marginal, erodible land, and in doing so, improves water quality, increases wildlife habitat, and provides more opportunities for recreational activities, including fishing, hunting, and wildlife viewing.
Those words about the participation in the Conservation Reserve Program. Its voluntary conservation initiatives give farmers and ranchers flexibility to adopt practices in a market-based approach. Farmers and ranchers are already good stewards of water and land, but the 2018 Farm Bill, the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018, provided expanded conservation programs that could increase conservation initiatives. The goal is to improve water quality and wildlife habitats and populations, protecting natural resources and providing many other benefits. The conservation title of the 2018 Farm Bill spends $60 billion of the $867 billion of mandatory funding required for conservation programs over 10 years, equal to 7% of the bill's total projected mandatory spending in that time frame. But while enrollment limits are increasing, actual acreage enrolled has gone in the opposite direction. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.